Well, xenophobia and Islamophobia growing in the EU amid the bloc's refugee crisis. EU Justice and Home Affairs ministers say social media companies must do more to remove hate messages being posted online by some of the bloc's citizens. Campaigners say EU member states also need to do more to educate their citizens and promote cultural and religious tolerance. Press TV's Jerome Hughes has a report from Brussels.
Aid agencies say the number of refugees entering the European Union has increased from 6,000 a day to 7,000. The vast majority are fleeing the war in Syria. EU Justice and Home Affairs ministers have been discussing the problem of growing xenophobia and Islamophobia in the bloc as a result of the refugee crisis. The ministers have agreed to try and crack down on hate messages being peddled on social media. They point out that incitement to hatred is a crime in the EU and admit not enough is currently being done by member states to punish those responsible.
What is written on Facebook has the same value as if you pronounce it on television or on the street, and if it is not lawful, you can be prosecuted. And that's a decision that the member countries can take alone.
Analysts say that cultural and religious intolerance is born out of ignorance, and historically not enough has been done by the EU to educate its citizens in this regard. Also, ill-thought-out regulations have traditionally prevented many migrants from integrating into EU society.
Well, I think that this fear is based on the mistakes Europe made in the past, because there were mistakes in integration of the migrants, and there were mistakes in education, or lack of education, or lack of access to the educational system.
EU justice ministers say social media companies must do more to curtail hate messages online. The European Commission has agreed to apply pressure on those companies.
Perhaps the actions of some EU governments are feeding xenophobia. Amnesty International is calling on the European Commission to formally warn Hungary over what it describes as the country's refugee crisis violations. Hungary has spent 100 million euro on razor wire fencing and other border controls. Amnesty points out that it's three times the amount of money Hungary spends each year on receiving asylum seekers. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.